Welcome to Girls Gone Country Talk. This is our first episode, and we have a very special guest today. And welcome to Tyler Sestrom.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's very special for us today because you're our first guest. And the first question I have is, you're back in Berlin the third time this year. Does it feel kind of familiar right now? What's so special about the C2C to come back every year?
Yeah, well, it definitely feels like coming home, kind of like a second home at this point. And I had been coming to Germany even before C2C, but never really being able to perform the music that I feel like really expresses me as an artist. So having being invited to C2C, I get to kind of play the music that feels like me. Whereas other times that I've come to Germany, I've been doing music and it's been fun, but Americana folk country, that's my world. That's where I'm like, I feel like I'm being true to myself. And so anytime I can come and play music and do it in that that genre or that under that umbrella, I always am def I'm definitely gonna say yes. And and Germany and Berlin feels like a second home.
Ah,
Like
so
the first
great.
time I went, it was just everyone was so welcoming and friendly and kind, whether it be the fans or the people that run the whole thing. It feels like a little family. And then the artists too, like you become friends. It's like going to camp kind of thing, like camp away from home. And it's always a pleasure coming back. I'm so excited, and I get to see some old friends and then make some new ones. So yeah, definitely feels like a camp vibe coming back and
Yeah,
having those.
it was the first time for us last year, and it was actually the same feeling because there was so much great energy and the people were so lovely and so beautiful and
Was
yeah,
a
we're
big, like
looking.
a big, yeah, come together. So yeah, it was
It's
amazing
like a
time.
summer camp somehow.
Summer camp during the spring, during a little bit at the end of the winter. But luckily, we had such beautiful weather last year. I mean,
Last year, yeah. So, but this year I checked the weather channel. Oh, Tyler, I think you need warmer clothes this time.
I'll try to bring some of the sun with me and see if we can warm it up a little bit. But
That's
it's,
awesome.
regardless of the weather, it doesn't really matter. It's
Yeah.
It doesn't really
You
affect
play
us.
your guitar for us.
If you have sunshine in your heart, everything is
Always,
perfect.
always the sunshine in the heart.
You will be perform across 3 days at the C2C, and is there any stage that you are more excited than the others because of the audience or the connection with the fans?
Oh man, that's always a hard question. I really like, I haven't had a bad stage, I'll say that. So none of the side stages have ever like treated me poorly. Everyone's always so welcoming, and it's always a little different. Like we have the Sad Song Society, and that's what I would perform with Kenny Foster, who puts that together. And it's three songwriters kind of doing music in a round. So they'll share a song, they'll share a little bit about that song, and then the next person will share. And it's very like intimate, very like raw. Like you get to know us, not just from the songs, because we're not just performing, we're also talking about the process and how the songs came to be. And we'll usually be really ridiculous and make terrible jokes all along the way. And so that's a lot of fun because it just feels very like free and fluid. And then the rest of the stage is like I'm coming prepared with like songs that I love, and just you kind of I for me I get into a flow state. Any artist would, just like pumping them out there and really feeding off the energy. And like there's so much energy with the fans in Berlin, like and I don't know what it is, but it's something different, and it always feels there's just a positivity, and everyone's just so excited that like even if I totally flub a song that I just ruin it on stage, they're still like, yeah, that was great. So it's hard to basically a long answer saying there's not a favorite stage. They're all awesome. They're just different energies. So I'm excited to play them all, to be honest.
Yeah, interesting. Thank
Yeah,
you. So,
of course.
what is your most beautiful, funniest, or most emotional moment you can remember to one of your C2C performances?
Yeah, oh, another tough question. Those Sad Song Societies, The name is kind of throws people off because usually it's really silly and fun, but there are the moments when like a lot of my songs do kind of come from a space of like therapy almost. Like I'm trying to get something out that needs to come out, and it feels like the best way for it to come out and for me to be expressed as an artist is comes in, out in these songs. And a lot of them are tough to deal with, and they're not like the easiest. And usually that's some of the best songs are those, tough feelings or bad, stories from your life that were just tough to deal with. And so, in the sad song, we kind of, as I said, we kind of explain where the song comes from. And so sometimes it'll, I get teared up on some of them just because, yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to be real and raw. And in that, in those moments, being real and raw, sometimes the emotions come out. So that is definitely one. But then also, I think last year I played out on the outdoor stage. I forget what the stage was called, but it was just really powerful because there was just so much good energy. Like a ton of people just, I think, felt really connected to the songs, and that always is like really powerful for me as an artist. That's why we do what we do. We want to be like seen. We want to be heard. Not necessarily like have all the fans, but like have someone come up to you and be like, "Hey, that really spoke to me, and that like speaks to me in my life and my story." So that's what I live for, and I think a lot of artists do is just having those people come up and kind of tell you that yeah, does something touch them, touch their heart in some way. So
That
I,
sounds
again, sorry for
beautiful.
the long answer. It's not giving you a
No.
pinpoint answer, but
So, and we agree with you because we was also outside and was watching your performance, and so you catched our heart. So we were standing there and so we felt every single word. So, and that's why we love country so much, because of this energy and the messages and for the heartbreaking songs all the time. Thank you.
Of course.
So, is there any artist you would like to make a collaboration with? Some special, so
Ooh.
not especially from the C2C, so maybe so or worldwide.
Yeah, oh man. I never really try to think about that because I'm always like, no, it'll never happen. So I never want to get my hopes up about things like that. But I
Don't
have
say
like
that,
I have
Tyler.
like a lot of artists that like have influenced me that I would love to do something with. I don't know if there's this one of my favorite more modern songwriters and performers is a guy named Nathaniel Rateliff. And he wrote he's not so much country, he's like country adjacent, like a little bit more rock these days, but he's a singer-songwriter. And he would probably be the person that I would love to be in the studio with, and not even necessarily just to collaborate with, but just like get wisdom from and see how he does it and see how he taps into the emotion. But when it comes to maybe like country, like ooh, that's another tough one. There's a Sierra Farrell. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Yeah, we
Yeah,
love
a little bit more
her.
rootsy. Also, I don't think I'll ever, being in those people's presence, I'd be like, I'm not worthy. I can't be, I'm not up to par with them. So I can't like, I'd probably just pee my pants if I was in the room with them. So, yeah, I guess those are two people that like right now that I would love to jump in the studio with and just be there. Yeah.
Sounds great. How do you feel country music has evolved in the recent years? Everything becomes bigger and bigger. So how do you feel about that? And how do you or why do you think country and folk music is getting bigger and bigger right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I definitely think country is like the biggest it's been for the last in the last 2 decades. It's which is really cool because I think country at its heart, I think, is about storytelling, and it's about bringing like the raw organic, even like instrumentation, so like a real guitar, an acoustic guitar, and real drums, all those things to the forefront. And maybe that mixed with just the idea of all these artificial songs that are coming out, like artificial artists, AI artists. So when you have like these things that are so fake, and then you have this more real authenticity, which I think country generally is, and then everything under that umbrella, like folk Americana, those things, the country umbrella brings a lot of authenticity and, real humanity. And so I think with people seeing all this AI stuff, a lot of, I also work in the EDM world, so I'm like, I see both sides of, EDM is lots of electronic stuff, a lot of computer, a lot of zeros and ones, whereas country is like you have a real guitar, you have a real person singing, and at its most raw, you have them just sitting without a microphone, maybe around a campfire. And that's just kind of like where we come from. Like, that's where I think humans, came together, hitting a drum and just like, just having a good time, being real and authentic. And so I think the country scene, and that raw authenticity is kind of being made more popular just because of, in the face of kind of some of those more fake, less real, less
Yeah,
original things.
I think people like to feel something again. All the years they went to raves or something, and they unlearned to feel something, and that I think that's one of the reasons country is so big right now. I
And
think
I think most of
people
us.
want real, yeah, they want real emotions
Right.
right now. So that's what we think, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it comes from a real place. Like, it's like just real stories taught from real humans versus like this, kind of artificially formed things. So, yeah, I think we're all on the same page. I think we figured it out. I think we know why country's so hot right now.
Was your biggest musical influence growing up?
Oh man. Biggest musical influence growing up.
Or one of the
Well,
biggest, or
probably my
the top
dad.
three?
Whether or not I want it to be, it's my dad, probably. He would he was very he sang around the house a lot. And whether or not I wanted him to, I'd be like, "Dad, shut up. I don't want to hear that song anymore." But he had like a bit. He's still here with us. He's not old man. He'll actually be in Germany, which is he's coming out to, with my mother. So they're gonna come see because he's retiring this year, and so they're traveling a lot. And they decided to come out, so that'll be fun. But yeah, he's staying around the house and had very like diversified kind of musical taste. Anywhere from like actual musicals like Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat to like Garth Brooks, like all different types of music. And so you probably were looking for an answer of like an artist, but he's kind of like one of them, my biggest influences growing up. But other than that, when it comes to artists, I mean, Johnny Cash was definitely somebody that I looked up to in a way, the Man in
Legend.
Black.
Legend.
And yeah, I don't know. I think those are probably my answers.
Thank you. So,
Yeah.
Chrissy, but now it's the last
Last
question.
question.
And now I'm right. Ooh. So the last question is, so be honest, what are you bringing to Berlin that's going to steal our hearts? So maybe you can give us a sneak peek what the people
Can expect.
Oh man. I don't know if it's gonna steal your heart, but I can play.
Oh.
Let's see. Let me tune this guitar real quick, but I don't know if there's any one song specifically, but I try to put my all in every performance, and sometimes that means I lose my voice. Can you hear this okay?
Yeah, the sound is good.
This is a song, I think I probably played it last year, but it was still kind of in its infancy. It was still coming together, and it's a song that I released at the end of last year called Ain't No Good. And it is a song about, are you familiar with the term like imposter syndrome? Yeah. So basically just like maybe saying you're one thing or someone else saying that you're something. Like for me, people are like, you're an artist, Tyler, or I will say like, I'm an artist. And a lot of time I don't feel that way. I don't feel like I'm, up to par with saying that as a title, as a person. So yeah, I often think that. I think for pretty lowly of myself, but I also have wonderful people in my life who are able to like speak truth into my life. And the one like main person is my wife. She's obviously the one who's around me the most, whether she likes to be around me or not. But she's the one who encourages me and motivates me and really cuts through my BS, the crap that I say about myself and everything. And she's able to really bring the truth. So yeah, the song's called Ain't No Good. We'll play it for you. Don't sleep, don't go to bed, it's so lonely living in this old head. I'm begging you to stay. The pain creeps when I close my eyes, turn on the TV, the noise that's inside, well, it's heavy. Weighing heavy on me. Although I claim to open my book, I'm just as ashamed as any old crook. If I give you my name, don't look under the hood. I'm honestly fake. I ain't no good. Maybe I'll leave it there for now.
Oh my gosh, you stole our hearts.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's an honor for me. So anytime someone wants to take their time out of their day to speak with me, that means a lot. So
yeah, that would
it's my pleasure.
Perfect. Thank you. It was a pleasure. And we can't wait to see you next week in Berlin.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm getting ready and can't wait to be back in my second home.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. So have a safe trip to Berlin.
Thank you.
We will be there on Thursday.
Wonderful. So will I.
So we will catch you up, Tyler, and then so maybe we can spend a beer to you to say thank you for your time.
I'd love that.
So greetings to your wife,
thank
family
you.
And mother
all the time, and
your family too.
Yeah, and we see you next year. Next year, yeah, next week.
Next year too. Let's do it again.
Hopefully,
bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.